There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Very pleased to have in the studio Dr. Najim Bin Khedda, the Senior Vice President Skywards at Emirates. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Malcolm.
Thanks for coming in. In the last 18 months, Skyward has added 5 million members. Congratulations for that.
Thank you.
How many of those new members came as a result of the amalgamation of Fly Dubai? Because you managed to get one big swathe of people, didn't you, in at one time?
I mean, just first that we're really celebrating today a big achievement within Skywards. We've reached 25 million members. As you mentioned, Malcolm, we've added 5 million in the past 18 months, actually 10 million in the past 3 years alone. Fly Dubai per se, there was a lot of overlap in terms of the members being Skywards members and Fly Dubai members, one of the reasons why we brought the two programs together. There are a lot of synergies. I would say around 400,000 members were purely coming out of the Fly Dubai merger. But the growth is coming mostly also from outside the UAE. I think we're pretty well entrenched here in the UAE. But if you look at where the growth is coming, our largest base is actually in the UK with 3.2 million members. And the highest growth market for us is the US, where we have now reached 2.3 million members in the US. Australia is about 1.9, India is 1.7, and actually the UAE is around also about 1.7 million.
That's astonishing. Australia's got more members than India.
Yes.
I mean, this is the thing, the Skywards loyalty program and Emirates, of course, it's part of our daily life here. It's a national airline. People who live here travel a lot. Most people go through the airport one, two, three plus times a year. And most people think, well, why not get some reward for it? So the scheme was launched in what, 2001?
It's 2000. So we'll be celebrating 20 years in May 2020.
So you've done very well over that short space of time. But like most things, business has become much more competitive.
Yeah.
There are more flights around. And likewise, people are saying that the Skywards loyalty program doesn't give as good rewards as it used to. Is that people's imagination, or is there some hard truth in that?
There is a level of perception in this, and there's a lot of passion when we talk about, loyalty programs in general. You guys have mentioned this a number of times, even this morning. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing, we're enhancing the program. In the past 3 years, I think the fact that we've reached 25 million is tribute to how the program has grown. And if you allow me just 1 second here to enjoy this achievement, not just as Emirates or Emirates Skywards, but as UAE. This is a made in UAE business that has soared internationally. And we're now with 25 million members being part of, the top 10. And if you take the US carriers out, we're probably close running close in the top 5. So it is a business and it has grown. And a tribute to that is the fact that we're adding member to it. So the program is attractive. It's extremely competitive as we have to outside the UAE. And in the UAE, we make sure that our home base is covered very well. So a lot of the benefits we're bringing into the program in the past 3 years cater to the UAE market in particular. We have broadened. So the program 3 years ago, 4 years ago, was catering to mostly the top 3% members, people who have really silver, gold or platinum tier membership. What we've done is we broadened the base. We've introduced, for example, Cash Plus Miles. And Cash Plus Miles caters really to people who have low mileage in their accounts, who are, for me, I would call them not the frequent flyers, but the aspiring travelers. So we broadened the base to that, and that has increased the attractiveness of the program. And today, about 700,000 tickets a year are actually Cash Plus Miles tickets. You have to think of Cash Plus Miles as using your miles to discount your ticket. So if you're a gold member and you're flying, for example, to London, within that one round trip, you could use your miles to discount your ticket by 7 to 10%.
Yeah, but I would say that Cash Plus Miles is not a new thing. I mean, it's reintroduced, isn't it, really? And in the old days, there was a chart that came out. So if you wanted to fly to Oman, it would be 7,000 Skywards miles plus 1,000 dirhams. It seems to me, and this is maybe just be my perception, it's more complicated now. You don't really know that there's a formula between miles and cash.
There is one, and we have a standard rate that goes, but we do a lot of promotions where we offer special cash plus miles rates. As a matter of fact, as we're celebrating the 25 million member milestone, we have a number of offers to the market actually starting tomorrow, September 12th, for 1 week. You'll get a 25% off a reward ticket, a 25% off an upgrade with miles. And you have a cash plus miles rate, to your point, Malcolm, which is $25 for 2,500 miles. So it's very clear, it's very specific. You get $25 discount in your ticket by using 2,500 miles. It's a great rate. It is about 40% higher than your usual rate that we're using, a standard rate. This year, we've done promotions that that went up to, for a business class tickets, to 2 cents, and I talk US cents per mile on a cash plus miles.
So can I just clarify that? 2,500 miles equals $25?
Yes.
Okay.
It's pretty straightforward.
So $1 equals 100 miles.
So it's interesting. So what's interesting is the fact that we you know, are offering this on any fare, any cabin, any day. It's very different from your reward tickets or upgrade tickets, where you have to look for availability. In this case, you can use your miles on any fare, any cabin, any day. And that allows you, for even the Christmas peak, to be able to use your miles. Obviously, we're using a dynamic rate. We're actually sometimes personalizing even the rate. I will ask our listeners to shop online, because what we do is, within the path when you're booking, we will offer you a specific rate to incentivize you to actually buy during that session, shopping session.
That availability of seats is, I mean, I could divide all the questions that I'm getting in for you at the moment into three categories: availability of seats, upgrades, and lounge access when using miles. Let's tackle the first one first before the news, which is the availability of seats. Wide variety of questions about the value of miles when it comes to booking yourself an actual seat, a ticket, how you figure out, you know, how many you're going to have on a flight, whether there are less, whether the value of miles is therefore declining. I mean, you're a business. You have to do what's right for Emirates business interests. How do you marry that with doing what's then in the customer's interests and what's going to keep them happy when it comes to being able to actually use their miles to get a seat and feel like they're still getting the good deals they used to?
Brandy, we're the customer advocate within the company, and obviously always push to get more reward availability. But as you mentioned, we're a business, and we work very closely with our revenue management colleagues to have that availability on a number of flights. Again, I go back, Cash Plus Miles is an offer that is available on any flight, actually on Emirates, but also Fly Dubai. You can use your miles there as well. On the classic reward ticket, if I give a number, I don't know if this is helpful or not, but we've done more than 400,000 upgrades last year, last 12 months, and we've done more than 150,000 reward tickets. The earn-to-burn ratio has not changed. We have kept it pretty stable throughout the years. The perception is we've devalued, etc. That is not true in my view. What we've done is actually added opportunity in terms of how you'll be using your miles. Again, the availability is something that we watch very closely, work with our RO colleagues, revenue management colleagues, revenue optimization colleagues, to get that availability. We haven't seen a decline. As a matter of fact, this increases. The number of rewards last year alone increased by about 10%. So it shows that availability is there. Of course, the member base is increasing as well. What we've done also, Brandy, is that we have provided more opportunities to earn for our members. So our drive is earn more, travel better. We want to focus on more traveling, but provide you with more opportunities to earn miles so you can get to that upgrade or aspirational upgrade or reward ticket.
Getting a lot of people coming in with questions. This is actually one from me. I actually used miles, about 80 or 90,000, I think, for a business class return to London, and paid 4,000 dirhams in taxes, airport charges, and carrier imposed surcharges. Given that 4,000 dirhams was more than the cost of an economy flight, including taxes and surcharges. Is there no way that Emirates can actually drop the carrier-imposed surcharges from an extra on a free ticket?
You mean on a reward ticket?
On a rewards ticket, yes. I shouldn't say free. Rewards.
As I mentioned earlier, our reward tickets have not changed in terms of the number of miles that are required, and we're offering more opportunities for people to get miles so that they can get the reward tickets. The variation in terms of surcharges are very linked to what we do on the commercial side as well. So we're keeping that aligned. So, and it allows us, again, to be able to continue to offer, from a mileage perspective, a stable offering out there.
What you're saying is you're also making money then from the carrier-imposed surcharges.
Oh, I mean, we have some cost that is related to that. There's variation in fuel, for example, cost that we have to capture somewhere. But we wanted people to know not vary too much the reward in terms of number of miles. The rest is again commercially driven mostly and aligned with what we do on the commercial side of things.
Alwyn's been in touch with us this morning. He's got a question for you about the validity of miles.
Why do Skywards miles need to expire? Because what happens is that you do get notified in advance about your miles having to expire, but you might not have any imminent plans. Isn't there an option where you can carry it forward?
Why can't miles live forever?
No, first of all, for platinum members, we've now introduced no expiry of miles where you're platinum. So that's to start with. As a matter of fact, for platinum, we have introduced a number of things. As you know, when you reach 150,000, when you are platinum, and this is something that we got from our platinum members, you have somewhat nowhere to go from there. So what we've done is we've put in place a gamified approach, let's say it, where we give our platinum number members certain targets, and when they reach these targets, they unlock new benefits in the form of free upgrades, rollover tier miles, etc.
But for most of us.
But I'm saying that because we're creating that flexibility even for, we will be taking that for gold members, etc. So I'm saying for platinum, as a recognition of their engagement with us, we don't have expiry of miles. With that said, we're pretty generous, I think, from an expiry of miles perspective. It's 3 to 4 years because of it actually goes on your birthday. So it is up to 4 years. It's 3 years theoretically, but it's actually up to 4 years. The other thing is we've just introduced last year where you can reinstate expired miles, or you can lengthen the validity of your miles by a number of months. That is a service that you can buy as well. I want to make sure that our listeners understand all the opportunities that we have out there for them to get to use their miles. We've increased that, we've added 24 partners in the program in the last 3 years. There's a number of redemption partners, one of them being Rocket Miles. It's a hotel OTA where you can use your miles again for even a staycation.
Which I've done.
Yeah, very good. You have Dubai Duty Free on the retail side. So whenever you're traveling, you can use that. That is extremely popular with our members as well.
Alwyn's question, though, about miles validity raises a wider question. What percentage of all miles expire?
So here in the UAE, it's a very low percentage. We have a very highly engaged member base in the UAE. So, and actually we skew towards higher tier members here in the UAE. So about 16% of the total members worldwide, premium tier members worldwide, are actually in the UAE. So in the UAE, the expiry is less than 10%. Elsewhere, it's a bit higher because of the level of engagement with some of the infrequent travelers that we have on the international points.
Frequent flyer programs tend to be one of our hot button topics up there with traffic, schools, taxes, etc., etc. Everybody wants to know about it. You must be very much in demand at parties. You probably think, no, please, look, I do something else.
He tells people he works for a bank.
Exactly, but Mo has got an interesting idea for expanding your program.
You have a lot of people coming in for the first time on employment visas. So how about Skywards give them a free, Skywards card that, when they come in and submit their visas? Rather than get people to register. that would give a much wider coverage, I guess.
What Mo is suggesting there is that actually the Skywards card is built in on arrival. When you go to get your residence permit, it's kind of imprinted on into the residence permit card. So you have one card.
It's a great idea, and it will take the 25 to 30 million very quickly, I would say, so it'll help us with acquisitions. As you know, when you join Skywards, it's free to join. And what we've added in the program, again, in the past 3 years, is that there's instant gratifications. Immediately when you join, you have discounted Wi-Fi, you have discounted access to the lounges. Obviously, I think it's something to go and think about as a channel for acquisition for us to work with the with the government entities, maybe here to promote further Skywards.
Andrew asks, why do some rewards now not give limo pickup or lounge access? They used to.
We continuously look into how we can provide benefits for the program. When we were given a choice in terms of trying to invest in certain things for the program, and I can go through a list of what we've done in the past 3 years. The chauffeur drive was an item that we, looking at the competitiveness of what we do from a reward perspective, it was something that we could let go. However, I think Brandy asked earlier in terms of lounge access, if you have an upgrade or if you buy a reward ticket on business or first, you still have lounge access. You still enjoy, of course, the priority check-in. You still enjoy the priority boarding, and you still enjoy the experience on board. So chauffeur drive was a small element. It was a pretty costly element for us to look at. That savings actually was used to enhance the program in a number of other areas.
Well, we've been firing questions at you for the last half hour. We thank you for fielding them all. I know that a lot of them aren't necessarily easy for you, but we do appreciate it. Dr. Najim bin Khada, the Senior Vice President Skywards at Emirates. We hope you come back and talk to us again in the near future.
Thank you for the invite.
And congratulations on your 25 million members.
Thanks, Brandy.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.